Right, do you like to say for the final time? Well, not for the final time. We wanted you to play in the playoffs, but Chris Atkin joins me. A real tough season, that, Chris. Is it gutting that to not make that top six?
Yeah, hugely. Obviously, you know, you look back at last year and how well we did, you know, making the playoffs, and we were so close to something special. And this year, that was our goal, to make that top six and give ourselves every chance. So, you know, to not make the top six and kind of finish the season in that way, I know, which it wasn't in our hands in the end. But it's still probably disappointing that probably sums up our season tonight.
How difficult has it been? Because you started the season really well, but injuries has took its toll on this squad and, you know, other things as well. It is a small squad. It's difficult, isn't it, to keep going? But I think, like tonight, your commitment to the cause is never... You know, it's never in question, is it, really? I mean, Catalans were massive there, Pat, but you just kept tackling them and kept doing your job. Must be difficult for you, you know, against all odds, coming out every week.
Yeah, it's obviously difficult. We can look back at different things through the season, whether it's injuries or results or decisions, and you know, probably try and find a reason why we didn't make the playoffs. But ultimately, it's the squad that we've got is good enough. Everyone in that squad is a Super League player, and we strive to be better each week and do it for each other. But like you said, unfortunately, there's only six teams that can kind of get in that playoffs. So, no, we're really, really disappointed with that. And, you know, we're not going to necessarily look for excuses. We've got to try and switch off, recover, regroup. And again, I think we've moved forward in some areas, and then in others, we've let ourselves down. So, we've got to find that right balance.
It's fine margins sometimes, isn't it? I think there's been a lot of games down here this season where people say, oh, you need to win your home games, you need to be good at home. You've lost a lot of narrow defeats, and ultimately they're what cost you at the end of the day, aren't you? You've got to make your home a fortress, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. We've got to make it a tough place. And I think from last year, we probably built a reputation that it would be tough to come in and for teams to get a win. And we put, yeah, like I said, we let ourselves down at times. But we want to, you know, like I said, we want to make this place a tough place to come and really win our home games, and that puts you in, you know, a position where you can pick up those away wins, like we have done this season, and put ourselves. And obviously, there's a few games that, you know, we could pick out or single out that if we win them and our incidents in those, that we'd be in a different position. But ultimately, everything's in our hands at the time, and it wasn't enough.
I think you can hold your head high, Chris. I think you've done excellent this season along with the lads. How are you going to spend the off season? How are you looking forward to a bit of time off? Because it's tough on your body. I mean, how's your body holding up?
Yeah, it's holding up. Obviously, it's been a tough season. I think I've you know, been involved in every game this season.
You take some hammer as well, don't you? My dad always says that. You always take plenty of hammer, Chris, in the games, and you do, don't you?
Yeah, I try to, obviously, you know, get stuck in and do the job that the boys need me to do and that Rolls and Ags want. And sometimes, obviously, it's not been quite there, I don't think, for myself personally this year, for whatever reason. But, you know, like you said, I think the squad will always put ourselves forward, we'll always put ourselves on the line and kind of die for each other out there and give it 100%, and that can never be questioned. So that's a good place to start, and then we've just got to fix all the small stuff out. But it's obviously not small, it's really the main parts of what could be a successful team.
You're here next season. How long have you got left on your contract now?
So I've re-signed this year for another 2 years, so I've got next year in the year.
So we won't say looking forward to it. You need a bit of time off now, mate, but thanks for all the interviews and speaking to us this season. All the best, mate.
No, it's been a pleasure, and yeah, thanks for everything that you and the guys do with the podcast. Obviously, it means a lot for all the fans and, you know, for the lads helping the club.
Cheers, Chris. Cheers. Means a lot. Thanks, buddy. Thank you.